Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Previously we discussed the adab of musafaha, that is the etiquettes of shaking the hands. As we mentioned that when making musafaha, we should take into consideration the pleasure and the comfort of the one whom we intend to make musafaha. We should refrain from adopting a method which is which would displease and inconvenience him. So we look at the time and whether that person would be inconvenienced by you making musafaha. We also mentioned that if somebody is busy in something, then it is not the time to make musafaha with him. If somebody has something in their hands, then it should not be that they have to take something out of their hands to make musafaha with you. In the book here, the author mentions the occasion of hijrah, the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. As we know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu traveled together. On their arrival in Medina Tayyiba, the Sahaba, that is the Muhajirun, those who were the Ansar, the helpers, those who were from Medina, when they welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they came, they hadn't seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as yet, so they did not know how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked. So hence, on the account of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu being senior to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or looking senior, they mistook him to be Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Under this impression, they began making musafaha with him. So they came to greet Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, thinking that he was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is very significant that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not decline when the people mistakenly shook hands with him. This act of his is indicative of the perfection of his intelligence. He continued to make musafaha with all of them. Since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very tired on account of the long journey, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not wish to impose on an inconvenience Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with greeting the big crowds that were there in Medina. By substituting himself, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from considerable inconvenience. The author mentions that if someone adopts this method today in the presence of his sheikh, he will be regarded as a highly disrespectful person and will be severely criticized and reprimanded. So this was the wisdom and the intelligence of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that he saved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the trouble of making musafaha with all of the people. That teaches us that we should, that by making musafaha, if there is going to be inconvenience, then we should abstain from it. We should rather just make salam in that case. Nowadays, external etiquettes of respect are regarded as service. True service is to ensure the comfort of the one whose service is intended, even if one has to undergo inconvenience and difficulty in the process. This is the meaning of muhabba and love, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu practically demonstrated it. Making musafaha after salah, this practice of making musafaha after salah, if we are doing it as a practice, there is no sunnah practice to make musafaha after salah. If this is a practice, then this would be a bid'ah, so we should abstain from it and not make this a practice, because there is no sunnah of making musafaha after salah. Do not make musafaha with the one who is engrossed in some work. We have mentioned this already, that the salam is the sunnah, and the completion of the salam is the musafaha. So if somebody is unable to make musafaha at that time, salam will just be sufficient. And in some places there are many baseless actions that are done with musafaha, and certain types of musafaha, or how musafaha should be done. We should stick to the sunnah method of musafaha. In some places, making musafaha and pressing the thumbs is claimed that the thumbs are veins of love. This is a baseless and a narration that is a fabrication. May Allah protect us from bid'ah and innovations. May Allah grant us the understanding. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.